Hey, yo! 2 hours left of my show. And maybe two innings left here for the Padres season. The Dodgers lead 2-0. There's two outs, bottom of the seventh. Darvish is done. He only gave up 3 hits. 2 of them were solo shots by the Hernandez brothers. Kike Hernandez and Teoscar Hernandez come through for the Dodgers, and Mets fans are looking at this game saying, yeah, send them. Yeah, full circle. Full circle. And the Dodgers could possibly end up making 2 trips to New York, facing the Mets and the Yankees, flying across country for the NLCS, maybe flying across country for the World Series if we don't get the Subway Series. Val is in the Bronx. What's up, Val? You're on the Fan.
Fist, what's good, King? I speak to you in a minute. How you doing, Doug?
Chilling, man. I always catch your calls into C-Mac's show. I know you're always out there listening.
That's my man. You know what I mean? That's the only reason why we don't get to talk as much. But I've been hearing some things, and I needed to have the conversation with you, because if I can, I need a few moments.
Just yes, sir.
Can I clear a couple of things really quickly out of the way before I get to my points?
Yeah, yeah.
Fist, I want to say real quick, as a resident of the Bronx, bro, and as a black man, I'm not even trying to put it on no political thing or nothing like that, but I heard you say some things early in the week, and I have nothing but much respect for you. And then I heard one of the kids calling back. The fact that you're going out to high schools like that and doing what you're doing, like I said, some give money, some give time. I think time is worth so much, much, much more, bro, because that's the one thing you can't buy back in life.
Yes, sir.
And I appreciate you for that. If there's a chance that, you know, 5, 10 years from now, there's another kid that comes out of the Bronx and I hear him on the radio, I'm going to give all credits. The minute I hear him on the radio, and the first time if I ever reach out and call him, I'm going to say, make sure you thank Mr. McPherson for that.
I'm just, like you said, I'm not in a position to financially give back. So I'm trying to start giving back my time and going to speak to these kids. And like, I'm extremely blessed through this radio. So many young kids listen and reach out to me. And those kids asked me to come up to their school. I drove up there and got to connect with them. And, you know, I'm booking other schools and speaking engagements. And
keep doing it, brother.
Yeah.
Like you always say, the universe never connects. That, like I said, them are seeds that get planted to grow years later on. You know what I'm saying? That's a positive thing. Keep doing that. And shout out to, I'm glad I got to hear that too. Shout out to the Mount Rushmore, Mr. Steve Summers, brother. Yep. And big up to Ray from Brooklyn. Keep checking them, bro. Every now and again, one of these knuckleheads come out and try to get out of pocket. Please keep checking them, Ray. Ray from Brooklyn, keep checking them. To get to the points, man, I gave all the positive first, and now I'm going to go a little negative. I got 3 things that I need to say, and just, I don't care how people feel about it, but this is how I feel. I feel like for some place that gets credited for having some of the smartest fans in the country, over the last week or so, the last few days, we've been saying and doing some dumb things on the radio, bro. Like, the first one, we got a project to take home, you know what I'm saying? A school project to take home. You're supposed to go, like, turn in your term paper. You got to go home, do your research before you turn it in. There's a series to be played before. We don't even know up until, like, I mean, the Mets might find out soon. The Yankees, we don't even know until, what is it, tomorrow night? Nobody even knows who we playing yet. And we got people planning out the next series as if this one doesn't even matter.
Right.
Mets fans should be scouting whoever wins this game. Yankee fans should be scouting both the Guardians and the Tigers and looking at eating and dealing with the food that's in front of us. We got meatloaf right now. You worry about tomorrow's meal tomorrow. The filet mignon or whatever you flavor or whatever you got coming. That's tomorrow's meal. Right now, you got food in front
Val,
of you.
Val, I said it's a fool's errand. That. I opened and, up. I said it's a fool's errand to be talking about Subway Series before we even know who we're facing in the championship series.
I feel bad for you because I've been hearing you trying to, like, calm that discussion all week. And after a while, I felt like you had to relent because everybody just keeps
tonight
bringing it up.
Tonight is my last show of the week. We'll know by the time I'm on Monday who we're facing. We'll be in them games. So I'm like, all right,
there
y'all
you
got
go.
It. Y'all got it.
And then some of the other things I want to get into as well. Yo, and this is one where I give Mets fans credit because I heard somebody earlier in the week call and actually say that. Yankee fans are starting to sound like Mets fans. These knee-jerk reactions that I'm hearing, I want to say this also. Can we just, first off, it's the postseason, and you cannot, like, you know, like I've heard people say bump Wells down, you know, there's now this big fight between Birdie and Cabrera. Like, Boone has been doing some things, and not just in this series, but I think it started towards the end of the season. The way he was playing those guys and trying to keep so many people fresh and give himself so many options was for exactly what you just saw over the last few days. That being said, can we just sit back and stop trying to make knee-jerk reactions? In the postseason, a guy is going to go a game or two where he does not do anything. It does not mean that the kid does not have value. It does not mean you need to shake up things. And I understand, you know, trying to tweak something, maybe based on the matchup, this looks better, that looks better. But we can't go, like, I heard some dude say something about LeMahieu. Like, I don't even know where this stuff is coming from. You can't do that right after the game. You got to sit down and just chill for a second and see what's in front of you. At this point, and it might even sound sacrilegious to the way that earlier times people talk about Cashman and Boone, but at this point, I'm willing to just sit down and trust when they throw out the lineup to see what it looks like, and then I'll make my decisions about how I feel about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, because, like, you know, what was it, 5 minutes ago, Stanton was garbage. And now Stanton steals a base hit, the home run.
I can tell you everything quickly, bro. This whole week, it was, how are you going to play John Birdie at first base, his first time ever playing that in the postseason?
Now John Birdie should be captain of the team. Like, that's the stuff I'm talking about. That's what you're hearing. Like, people need
Stanton
to calm
can't
back.
Run. Stanton can't run. Like so Dominguez should be in over Stanton after two games.
And it's not even that. You're going to see Dominguez soon. We just haven't broken that glass in case of emergency. And there's going to be a time in the game. Because even with when they brought that kid out to pinch run for Stanton, I thought that would have been the time that you saw Dominguez.
Duke
but you know
Ellis,
when you would have saw it? You know when you would have saw Dominguez? If it went later on in the game and somebody needed to hit for Ellis. Because then you would have seen Dominguez. The way that Boone is doing it, Mac can tell you that. I mentioned it to him before. Towards the end of the season, even with the Verdugo and Dominguez, he played both of them the same night, with the Clay Holmes thing. All of that was to try to keep guys as fresh as possible, try to get out as much of the cobwebs and the bugs that we need to get out of them before we get to here, so that if I need to go to this button or that button or whichever one I press, I feel like they're all viable. Brother. This, you know how I feel about you. Like I said, man, thank you for all you do, bro. Keep it running, brother. Keep it running. Have a good night, man.
Appreciate
I talk to you. Rose
done.
All day. And let me say something, too. Shout-outs to my man, Rose All Day. Stay up, dude. Stay up.
Appreciate you, Val. Yeah, I was on Monday after game two, and one of the first calls I took was that Judge needs to be benched. And then that actually became a take that I heard again the next day on the Fan. And I'm like, what? After two games? Like, I'm like, no. We can't talk about benching the MVP, the highest paid player on the team, the captain. Are we, like, that's a serious thing? But this is what comes with it. The greatest rivalry in baseball is Yankee fans versus other Yankee fans. And like Val said, as smart as some Yankee fans are, there's some really smart, like, baseball savant type Yankee fans. You can find them on Yankees Twitter. You also can find just backwards ass, dunce cap, dense. I don't know what you're watching Yankee fans on the same plane. So I don't know. I just think you guys got to chill. You got to chill. Someone called to give me credit for not, you know, falling into this. I'm like, I don't act like I'm the smartest baseball guy, but I've watched enough to know you're not going to make reactionary moves in a series. It was four games and they hadn't played for a week. We're not changing the lineup. We're not taking out postseason guys that are proven like Stanton. John Birdie, I was not worried about. I didn't say one word about John Birdie playing first base. You know why? Because there was enough video of him drilling, taking grounders and playing the position in practice. And there was even an article that came out about how, you know, Rizzo is their sensei. And Rizzo is helping and teaching these guys. Like, the Yankees, like, we got to chill, right? We killed the Yankees the entire year. So many of you were saying they need to fire Cashman, they need to fire Boone, that this team's no good, this team's not winning anything. They're the number one seed. They won the damn division. They're in the American League Championship Series. Like, just enjoy it. Let them keep doing what they're doing and root for the team, root for the laundry, and hope for the best. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Nick in Queens. Nicky! Queens.
Key.
There he is.
Key, how are you, brother?
I'm good.
Listen, man, I want to give you props because I heard the last caller and I heard how you giving your time, brother. I know you don't got the bread, but you got the time and I appreciate that too. And I also want to give you props for putting for putting smooths on. I love it. I love it. But I got a problem with you talking about the Dodgers versus the Yankees. What's up? Well, I mean, we need the Mets first year. We need
said maybe.
We need
I said
one.
Maybe the Dodgers will be making two trips, right?
Nah,
we're talking about
like
theoreticals. If the Mets lose
like
to the Dodgers in the NLCS and the Yankees advance to the World Series, they'll be making two trips to the same hotel.
I just want you to root for the Subway Series.
Why do I have to root? I don't want the Subway Series. In my heart of hearts, I don't want. I'm good on it. I would not. I'd rather go to L.A. I'm going back to Cali. I'd rather go to L.A.
We going back to Cali. New York is going back to Cali.
You're a few outs away from going back to Cali. And regardless, going to San Diego or L.A., it didn't matter. I'm talking about World Series. If it's Yankees, Dodgers, I'm trying to find myself on a plane.
But I went to the last Subway Series. But we need that New York.
The last Subway Series, I was prepubescent. I was nowhere near it. It was a long time ago.
But I was there. I was there. And we need to go back. We need that in New York. We need that. And you're on New York radio, brother. So
thanks for the call, Nick. We don't need a Subway Series. I disagree. I disagree. It things are not, yo, DJ AM, his last tweet was New York, New York, big city of dreams. Where everything is not always what it seems. Something like that. Now I got to get the actual AM tweet because rest in peace, DJ AM. And it was such a fitting tweet because it's like, New York, New York, big city of dreams, but everything in New York ain't always what it seems. You guys think you want the Subway Series until you get it and it's not what you hoped and dreamed of. It's going to be, I don't know. I don't know what it's going to be.
It's surprising that I wouldn't say I want it, but I'm certainly not afraid of it. And I feel like some Mets fans and some Yankees fans, they're scared to face the other team.
You should be.
I disagree. There's no, we don't need to be, fans don't need to be scared.
I think Mets fans are overconfident that if they face the New York Yankees in the World Series, they're winning that one.
I think most real Met fans are never confident, let alone overconfident. let me make that abundantly clear that although they are only 4 wins away from a World Series and 8 wins away from the championship, the confidence level isn't through the roof.
It would be people would not sleep. People would be at each other's throats. People would be anxious.
The sports hatred would be wild here. Specifically,
the ticket prices would be insane.
Oh, yeah.
Nah, I don't want that. I don't want that. The ticket prices would be absolutely insane. You can't fit both fan bases in Citi Field, Yankee Stadium. Every single fan around here, all the money in the city, like those seats would be ridiculous.
That's one of those things that, like, if you go to a, and it's okay because we've all gone to Subway Series games before and you wear the opposite team's merch, and for the majority of the time, you're fine, because I think New Yorkers respect that you're wearing the other team's emblem in their own stadium. It's not like the Dodgers people coming, and it is a little different. I wonder, ramping it up for a World Series championship, like how the mindset of fans would go, whether it's the 7 line, whether it's the creatures, like what that mindset would be. Would the 7 line buy up a whole bunch and go that route? So I'm super
Yankee
curious
Stadium,
about that.
Stop that. It's been some years since the 7 line has been able to buy up a section in Yankee Stadium.
I'm saying buying up a stadium at Citi Field to
at
make
Citi
sure
Field,
it stays
they'll have their section, yeah. And the creatures will get standing room and just heckle them from the bridge. I'll tell you, I already know, the creatures do not rock with the Mets. They were rooting against the Mets while we were in the watch party. And like I always tell you, the culture that I come from is Mets fans suck, Mets suck, we hate the Mets. It is what it is. If that's a World Series matchup, it's going to be a civil war.
And what have you always said about the creatures? They're smart fans. They're crazy, they're wild, they're passionate, but they're smart. And
they
the
know
reason
what's going on.
The reason they don't want to face the Mets is because they know that the Mets are just trending. Their upward projection is so high right now that they don't want it.
I think we're taking all comers, honestly. I think it's Yankees versus everybody, and no one knows anything. You can't predict baseball. If we get there, we get there. We'll see how it shakes out. Like I said, like stay healthy. We don't know. Somebody's going to, every year, somebody gets hurt along the way, right? Stay hot, right? You might cool off now that you've been home. You were road warriors. Wow, Michael Kopech. What an inning. Here we go. Bottom of the eighth. Dodgers lead 2-0. Keith McPherson on the fan. 888-808-1019. We are getting ready to find out if the Los Angeles Dodgers will be facing the New York Mets in the 2024 NLCS. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. And we're back. You are now tuned in to the captain of the Shohei Ohtani Haters Club. Keith McPherson on the fan watching Ohtani's final at bat here, most likely. As, yeah, he's gone 0-3 with 2 Ks, batting 200 in the series, 211. I don't hear the noise around him. I don't hear the talk about him choking in the postseason. I was hating on him before the postseason started where I'm like, he's a postseason rookie. And somebody called me up like, yo, you hate on Ohtani. Like, you're funny how much you hate on Ohtani. I'm like, somebody's got to do it. And that's another strikeout. Ohtani goes 0-4 with 3 Ks. $700 million to bet on baseball? Let's go to George out in Queens on the fan. What's up, George?
Yo.
Yo, you're live. What's up, George?
What's up? What's up, bro?
You know.
Yo, Keith, I'm the one that called you like 2 nights ago and told you that I don't believe, I mean, I don't believe that I'm scared of the Mets, advancing against the Phillies. And I told you that I was more confident in the Yankees advancing. Remember that?
I do remember. Don't ever be afraid of the Mets. I know the Grimace thing is scary, but like he's harmless.
Yeah, so now let's fast forward a little bit into the future. Let's say the Mets beat the Dodgers or the Padres and we're facing you guys, you know, in the World Series. You know, which I really think that you guys are gonna just gonna like fly through whoever wins.
I don't think we're flying through anything. There's gonna be some games where, you know, a starting pitcher doesn't do what he's supposed to do. Baseball is like that; it's unpredictable.
All right, but hypothetically, let's say, you know, Yankees advance and Mets hypothetically advance. And we're in the World Series. How do you think that series is going to look?
It's going to look like New York. Thanks for the call, George. You guys just got to keep doing this. Like, Val just came on saying, like, yo, what are we doing? Like, we're skipping over an entire series. We could potentially be skipping over 14 games. What do we have to do this for? I know, it's sports talk radio. I know. We're like, whoa, this never happens. But, like, hey, let's finish this Dodgers game. That's why I opened up hating on Ohtani. Let's finish this Dodgers game. Let's talk about the series that just ended last night with the Yankees. I know it feels like forever now since the Mets have played. Gary's in Waterbury. Gary, what's up, man? You're on the fan.
McSpear the Cavalier. It's been a minute. I smash teeth at the Abyss. No relief. I step on stage.
The girls scream like I'm Keith.
It's been a minute, and I apologize. Yo, I got a couple questions. Yo, my brother McDougal is in the house tonight. And I want to know, who do you want to face in the World Series? Because we're going there. And I know you just said we're skipping over series, but we are going there. We're going to be there.
Yeah, I don't care if we face the Montreal Expos. Like, whoever it is, I will be so happy to be in a World Series, bro, at this point in my life where I can go.
We're going there, though.
Like, if it's the Dodgers, I already said my sister lives in L.A., I will be trying to figure out how to get on a plane to at least, like, go to one of those games.
But we are, we are going there. I feel, would you resign Glaber right now? Would you?
If Glaber is the MVP of the American League Championship Series, maybe we have that conversation in a couple weeks.
And I want to congrats you on the Dallas win at MetLife. You got us again,
bro.
You got us again.
It was so whack. I'm never going again because the Yankees clinched that night, and I'd rather have been at Yankee Stadium. That was a night where Cole dominated, and I'm like, man, I knew I shouldn't have come over here to East Rutherford.
I know, but congrats on that. I have to give you props for that, Keith. And you know I love you, dog. And thanks for taking the call. And who are we facing in the World Series? Who do you want to face? Seriously.
I think the Dodgers are about to get out of this. They're two outs away from facing the Mets. I'd rather face the Dodgers. I don't need a Subway Series. Thanks, G-Make. 888-808-1019. Again, the Dodgers are two outs away from punching their ticket to the National League Championship Series versus the New York Mets. Mark is out there in California where the Mets will be headed very soon. How you feeling, Mark?
Well, here's what I got to say. Since they're about to lose, the Padres, they need to freaking fire everybody, okay? Everybody. And let me tell you something, Keith, real quick, okay? And let's just run this down. Do you think the Padres pitching rotation is better than what the Dodgers have?
Of course.
Of course. Do you think their bullpen is better than what the Dodgers have?
Of course, bro. They went out and got Tanner Scott. And I'm like, how did the Yankees not get Tanner Scott?
Now, their offense on paper with Bogarts and Tatis and Machado and Cronenworth, right? It looks pretty good, right? Now, the Dodgers, I'm with you. I can't stand Ohtani. $700 million, the dude has one homer, and Judge, yesterday, you hope it's happening. He broke out. You're going up against Cleveland or Detroit as a Yankee fan. You like that because they don't got no one that can shut you down. So Judge is obviously going to step up. But their offense, the Padres, is really good. They've just gone 30 innings, bro.
Scoreless. Yeah.
In hit, bro. Or
is it 30 now? I saw it was at like 21. Is it now at the end of this game 30 scoreless innings?
Because wait a minute, they were since game 2 when they scored 6 runs, they were shut out, and then they scored that in the second inning, so that's 7. They get shut out 9. That's what? 9 and 7 is, I think it was 18 innings coming in. So, yeah, it's not going to be 30, but it's going to be like 27 or 28 or 29 innings. It's a ridiculous
it's bad.
Number.
Either way, it's bad. It's That's really a complete bad, no-show. Dude.
And so, A.J. Preller, to me, as just a GM, is just not very good, dude. And, I mean, the thing is they're extending these guys, but he's going out again. I remember when he gave Jabe Shields $180 million. I remember when he traded the entire farm system for Will Myers. Like, the dude is an idiot. Like, I mean, he's not very good, man. And, like, the thing is the Padres are this team that just is trying to chase the Dodgers because they go out and sign someone. What did he do? Went out and got Bogarts. When they weren't even in the market for Bogarts. Bogarts wasn't even on the Padres' radar, but he gave them, like, $9 million trillion. Next thing you know, Bogarts goes to San Diego. But you know what I mean? I'm with you. I don't want to face the Mets. I want to beat the best team in baseball. The $700 million Ohtani. That's what I want to beat. I want to beat them. I don't care about the Mets.
Wow, that's game. Thanks for the call, Mark. That's it, folks. The Los Angeles Dodgers defeat the San Diego Padres 2-0 in Game 5. And you Met fans now know who you will face in the National League Championship Series. Let's go, man. So maybe I don't need to take these calls that all the topics say Subway Series. Austin is in Point Pleasant. Austin, you're on the Fan. Austin, go for it, bro. You're on.
Yo, Keith, what's up?
And then now you know you're facing the Dodgers. So instead of us wasting, you know, the whole night talking about a Subway Series, now we got to talk about Dodgers-Mets.
Dodgers Mets. How long do you think the strength of these teams, the Mets and the Yankees? You know, there wasn't a 100-win team this year. How many you think next year will be the same thing, where like anyone can get in and anyone can win?
I have no idea. I am not a predictor. No one can predict. We have no idea what. We don't even know what the rest of this year is looking like, let alone next year. But I understand where you're going with the like formula of the postseason and what we've seen. Right.
Right. You know, all you need is a chance. I was just wondering, you know, you think next year's the same thing?
I think it's been pretty consistent that wild card teams, at least one or two of them, get hot and can get it done. And, you know, these other, I mean, the Padres are a wild card team. They just got knocked out. The Dodgers were sitting on ice waiting for them. Who knows? Thanks for the call, Austin. 888-808-1019. I'm trying to pull up the bracket now. It doesn't matter. Either way, with this new postseason format, it makes it so some of the wild card teams, whoever gets hot, like right now we're looking at potentially the Tigers in the American League and the Mets
in the National League, 2 6 seeds making it to the Final Four. And then the 1 seeds with the Yankees and the Dodgers, they're already confirmed. So the Yankees and the Dodgers sit out a week, but they handle business. And the 2 hottest teams in baseball, the Tigers and the Mets, we'll see if the Tigers can seal the deal tomorrow. That might be the story. That might be the narrative. The 1 seed versus 6 seed in each side of the bracket.
Along with that, how about if you're Major League Baseball and you're going to have L.A., New York?
You know, not to get ahead
of it. Detroit, Cleveland?
You know that they do not want anything to do with Detroit, so the Yankees are going. And you also know they'd rather it be the Dodgers instead of the Subway Series.
I think objectively...
So the fix is already in for the Dodgers to beat the Mets.
Objectively, Yankees-Dodgers is probably, for baseball, what they really, really... I'm being objective about it. I think, you know...
They do.
I think that's it. Now, what I would say to that is that's 2 straight series of the Dodgers flying coast to coast. Not the easiest thing to do. We're jumping
Freeman
ahead here.
Freddie Freeman is compromised. They already don't have the pitching.
Right. And this is, by the way, a Dodger team that I think it's their 6th NLCS appearance in the last 9 years. It's what they do. And so props
but
to them.
They also choke. So as Mets fans, you can definitely beat them.
As a Mets fan, I wanted to face the Dodgers. I didn't want any part of the Padres. Because I think the Padres have the swagger. And honestly, I think the Padres just have better players as a team. Whether it's Tatis, Machado, Arias, you know, the whole 9. And I just didn't want to deal with the swagger and the fact that we're just going to have to deal with, you know, Ohtani, who hasn't done much, who's like doing his best Aaron Judge impression in the postseason, just not performing up to expectation. I think that's a factor. And so I am very much looking forward to this. We're going to have the Pitbull remix of OMG rocking and rolling, man. It did.
I did not hear it. We should cue that up.
Yeah, it did. I can't. This is...
Mr. Worldwide. Mr. 305.
The fact that we're talking about this as like Mets and Yankees fans, that both in their league championship series, Mets going to LA, Yankees.
What a time to be alive.
Yankees not having to deal with Houston. Essentially, I think that's the storyline. Mm-hmm. They don't have to deal with Houston. So all of those things, baseball, hockey getting started up, NBA is going to get started up soon. Obviously, the football. What a great time to be a New York sports fan.
Bro, the Padres went 24 innings without scoring a run. That is a flop, fail, no-show of epic proportions. If you're a Padres fan, you are sick AF tonight. Think about watching your team. Like, the Mets fans don't have to worry about that. Even Yankee fans are watching your team against your division rival not score for 24 innings after you went up in the series. Oh, my goodness gracious. Baseball is something else. That's the whole tagline of MLB this postseason. Baseball is something else. You can't predict baseball. Nobody has any clue. Nobody has any idea. But I do think the fix is in. They're trying to get Ohtani and Yamamoto and the Dodgers to the Fall Classic. And who else would they want them to meet? Damn sure don't want them to meet the Tigers. They don't want them to meet Trey Sweeney and... We got a break. I'm running out of time. Call me up with your thoughts and takes on the Dodgers advancing. Now we don't have to talk Subway Series. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We'll be right back. And we pop champagne. Oh, and we pop champagne. It was all a dream. You spend $1 billion in the offseason and you advance to the NLCS. They're celebrating in Chavez Ravine as the Dodgers have done it again. 888-808-1019. John is out in Queens. John, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for calling.
Good. So you've been entertaining me my whole way up to Watkins Glen. I'm on my way to a wedding tomorrow. And I heard a lot about the World Series talk, but we're not there yet. And the Yankees bullpen surprised me. I mean, that was my biggest concern going into the playoffs. And as long as Judge turns it on in the next series, I think we have what it takes to win it all.
I do, too. The bullpen was great. We're getting Nestor back. I tip my cap to Aaron Boone. Every button he pushed worked. And
yeah, when Nesta's going to fit in now. Now that you have Clay Holmes back to where he is and you have Weaver closing out games?
I don't know. I'd give Nesta a start. I don't know if they're feeling like that. I'd give Nesta a start. Like, I don't think they're going to give Luis Gil a start. Rodon is shaky, but they pay him so much, they got to start him. Really, you're only two starters. Like, I liked what Clark looked like until, you know, he gave it up a little bit. Cole, obviously, is the ace. But, like, you know, it could be a seven-game series.
Right, and I think Heal's the perfect guy that if a starter gets in trouble, he could piggyback. Go to a 3-4 innings, right?
Yeah.
And
then or Nestor. We saw Nestor piggyback Clark in the north side of Chicago when they were facing the Cubs, and I'm like, yo, Nestor's a dog. Whatever they ask of him, he's going to compete. He's going to get it done.
Yes, but he's also good. I think he's a good starter. I think he's good at throwing teams off, and he doesn't throw as hard as Heal. That's why I think Heal's good coming in, throwing 98. You know, getting some heat back, and you know, when coming off of Nestor, who's throwing low 90s, then you put Heal in at the end, and it's a completely different thing for the batter.
Yeah, they have options. Thanks for the call, John. It's good to have options. It's good to have a healthy team, right? I mean, minus Rizzo, and we didn't have Nestor first round, and we were a little afraid Jake Cousins wasn't going to be available. Jake Cousins, you know, barely participated. For the most part, the Yankees are healthy. They have plenty of options of guys that can step on the mound and throw the ball. I mean, you saw Canely, you saw Holmes, you saw Weaver. Outside of that one game that the Yankees lost and emptied the bullpen where they went Ian Hamilton, Jake Cousins, Tim Hill, Clay Holmes, Tommy Canely, Tim Mazza, Luke Weaver, like you really only saw a handful of – you only saw like a couple. You saw Clay Holmes, you saw Weaver, you saw Canely. And they were all good. They were all nails. And what I hope is that, okay, now we're in the rhythm of things, the flow of things, that the starters can go more than Rodon's 3 2/3. And I think Clark might have went 4 2/3 and Cole 5 innings. And, he had to gut it out and, you know, really push through. We don't know who we're going to face. Coming up tomorrow, it's the Guardians versus the Tigers in Game 5. And I think that game is at, like, 7:37, so... We won't know for 24 hours who the Yankees will host, but Mets fans, you know who you got. Nunzio calling back from Cape Coral, Florida.
Keith, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I got power. I got water. No damage, but I got no internet. And the only way I can listen to you is by calling you and being put on hold, which I don't mind.
Wow. Well, I'm glad to hear you're okay down there.
Well, yeah, thank you. We're okay. And to my fellow citizens out there, I hope they're okay, and God bless. But the reason I'm calling is, one, to listen to you, and two, I'm going to make a prediction. Mets in 6. What do you think?
Mets in 6 against the Dodgers? I could see it. I just think their lineup is going to be ready for whoever they put on the mound. Walker Buehler got rocked. Yamamoto doesn't go that deep in the games. Flaherty is mid to me. He's not an ace. You know what I'm saying? I just think that the Mets lineup is relentless, and those guys are smart. If you're tipping your pitches, they're on you, and they're ready.
I hope so, Keith. I hope I get my internet back by Sunday so I can watch them. Otherwise, I'm going to find me a place to watch the Mets.
Yeah, you might have to drive somewhere. Can you get in the car and drive somewhere?
I can go to my niece in Estero. She has power and she has internet. That's only about 35 miles from here, so that's what I'll do, you know?
Yeah, that's tough. Good luck with that, Nunzio. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the dedication to call and wait on hold twice during my show so you could listen to the radio show over the phone. That's cool. I appreciate it, for real. 888-808-1019. Yeah, the Dodgers had a bullpen game. They threw Yamamoto, they threw Jack Flaherty, and I just think that the Mets have a better rotation of starters. You get Kodai Senga back. Who knows? Maybe Ohtani wakes up in that next series. I have no idea. Chris is in Manhattan. Chris, you're on the fence.
Hey, Keith, bring on the Dodgers. Okay, good. Now we know what we got. By the way, Joe B's going to go nuts. He can't stand the Dodgers.
The former Brooklyn Dodgers coming back to New York.
Yes, exactly. He's going to go bonkers. But, I look,
you got to, you know, teams that make it this far, you know, yeah, I trust the Mets. I think the Mets can do a good job. A couple things. We've never, ever gotten Freddie Freeman out, so that's going to have to change because he's a Met killer.
He's and hurt,
the one
man.
Thing I think is
his right ankle is a problem. He is not, I know he can stand in that box and swing the bat, but he's not getting any extra base hits. He can't run. He looked compromised just rounding first. So
yeah,
and like I say all the time, injuries make a coward out of everyone on the field. Might just be getting like a 70% Freddie Freeman.
I know, but that doesn't mean he can't hit an opposite field base hit. You know, he's such a good hitter. But
yeah,
I think there's going to be a couple interesting dynamics. I mean, just on the funny side, you got Yamamoto facing the team that he rebuffed, so that'll be an interesting dynamic.
Ooh, payback. Gotta rock him.
City Field, that's going to be, if he picks it there, that'll be fun. The other thing I think is going to really be instrumental for the Mets is the lefty in the bullpen. And are they going to be able to use Peterson more like, you know, every 2 days? Because they don't really have a lefty to shut down Ohtani. Or unless they have some combination of the other lefty starters, it's going to be really tricky because we're going to need that lefty to get Ohtani out later in the game. So that's going to be crucial for the Mets.
I'm sure they'll have a plan. Thanks for the call, Chris. And Ohtani's weak right now, bro. I said, let the noise around Ohtani be louder than the noise around Judge. They're both advancing. But outside of that first game where Ohtani hit that home run and did all that celebrating, he went quiet, bro. I'm going to go pull up his numbers. We got to take another break. Coming up next, my Casamigos big shot of the night. And it's open mic, whatever you guys want to talk about. Mets, Dodgers, Yankees. I don't know, Guardians, Tigers, Jets, Giants, New York Liberty, Rangers, Devils, Islanders, Knicks, Nets, New York sports. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.